Now let's head overseas, and it is one of the most significant dates in the US political calendar, Super Tuesday, when voters in more than a dozen states pick their Democratic and Republican candidates for the presidential election. So far, it is looking like it will be a rerun of 2020, with Joe Biden and Donald Trump widely expected to face each other again this November. Now, results are expected to come in within the next few hours or so, but to talk more about what we know so far, we're joined by our Washington, D.C. correspondent, Simon Marks. Good morning, Simon. Welcome to the program. What do we know about the turnout today? We have talked earlier in the week about the lack of competition. It's seeming like a foregone conclusion. Are people motivated to turn out?
Well, certainly there are millions of people that will be voting in those 15 states and also in the American territory of American Samoa, where primaries and caucuses are being held today. But I think the turnout figures as the day advances are going to be critical to look at, because we know the outcome of this Super Tuesday. We know that it's going to take Donald Trump much closer to his goal of formally getting his arms around the Republican presidential nomination. He won't have enough delegates at the Republican convention this summer by the end of this particular day, but he might well have by the end of this month, and certainly by early April. And of course, we know that Joe Biden is going to be the Democrats' candidate because he is facing no meaningful opposition in the primaries and caucuses that are being held for the Democrats during this election cycle. So what we are keen to look at today is turnout. Do Democrats show signs of enthusiasm for getting out and backing Joe Biden? What level of Democrats will vote uncommitted in those states where that kind of an outcome is permissible? Uncommitted being a sign of protest against Joe Biden, particularly over his handling of events in the Middle East. And just how many never Trumpers are there out there? Will this be the day that finally puts paid to Nikki Haley's efforts to try and derail Donald Trump's efforts to become the Republican Party's presidential standard bearer? She has put out a new TV ad making what is possibly her final proposition to the American voting public.
This is a ship that has a hole in it. We lost in 2018. We lost in 2020. We lost in 2022. And Donald Trump had his fingerprints in all of it. How many more times do we have to lose before we start to say maybe Donald Trump is the problem?
I'm fighting for an America where our kids don't live in a country that's full of anger and hatred and division.
They're poisoning the blood of our country. Thugs that live like vermin.
Of course, Donald Trump's inner circle members wonder how many more times Nikki Haley has to lose before she stares defeat in the face and abandons her quest for the Republican Party's presidential nomination. There is no indication today that she is going to win any of the states that are up for grabs.
Are there any states in particular we should be keeping an eye on?
Well, I think that there are a handful absolutely worth looking at in terms of the Republican primary. Massachusetts, which has offered the closest poll of any Super Tuesday state. Opinion polls there suggest that Trump has 55% of the vote to Nikki Haley's 38%. So if she's going to pull off any kind of an upset, it could come in Massachusetts. Other sort of liberally minded states, Vermont, for example, Virginia, just to the south of us here in Washington, D.C., be interested. Interesting to see how many non-Trump voters show up at those polls. On the Democrat side of the aisle, Minnesota and Colorado are worth keeping an eye upon because there again, as we saw in Michigan last week, there may be a sizable uncommitted vote in the Democratic Party's primary. 13% of Democrats in Michigan chose uncommitted over Joe Biden, and that was designed to send a message to the White House. Donald Trump is serene about what is taking place today. He knows that he is now on track absolutely to turn the page and begin what will be an 8-month general election battle against Joe Biden. And Joe Biden is also evincing no intention of abandoning his quest for 4 more years in the Oval Office. In an interview that was published by the New Yorker magazine over the weekend, he insisted that he defeated Donald Trump back in 2020, and he will defeat him again in 2024.
Just finally, what about if you take a step a little bit further back? You mentioned those non-committed voters. In terms of how involved voters are as a whole across the country when you look at these, you know, what could be considered lackluster candidates seemingly from both parties. What is the mood around the actual election?
Well, there are millions of Americans who would infinitely prefer that neither Joe Biden nor Donald Trump were on the ballot. I don't think that there is a particularly voracious appetite in this country for a rematch of 2020. And to some extent, the biggest challenge that both men face is mounting a successful get-out-the-vote operation all the way through now until November. I mean, first of all, we're in for 8 months of this. They've got to demonstrate extraordinary staying power during an extremely long electoral process. But more than that, they've got to try and inspire people who on both sides, Democrats and Republicans, are uninspired by their candidacies to get out and vote. Because at the end of the day, it may well be that the winner of this election is the candidate that can demonstrate staying power, even among those supporters who are holding their nose when they go to the polls in November. I mean, it really could be a question of which of these two men is loathed least by some members of their own parties.
Thanks so much for your analysis this morning. That is our Washington, D.C. correspondent, Simon Marks.